WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. Millions, perhaps even 280 million vehicles have been recalled over the last decade or so. And a good number of those have still been on the road without anything being done to them. None of the recall problems being fixed. One estimate says maybe 70 million vehicles on the road with open recalls. Well, there have been calls to make some changes and to up enforcement on this. Let's bring in our next guest this morning, Jack Gillis, Executive Director of the Consumer Federation of America. Jack, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Well, thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
The numbers are pretty staggering. I was mentioning this the other day to somebody. I don't remember a time where so many vehicles, it seems, were being recalled, even in the 70s and 80s. Am I misremembering here?
No, you're absolutely correct. There's been a phenomenal number of recalls. And what's particularly disconcerting is that many, many of those recalls still have not been resolved. The good news is a recall is good news because the problem has been identified rather than being hidden in your car somewhere. The bad news is over 70 million vehicles, as you mentioned, we estimate are on the road today with unresolved recalls.
So the recall completion rate is somewhere around 70 to 75%. That's a C level or almost a B if it were a grade level. What is the process, Jack, for doing this? Because I know you. What are you going to note from the car dealer or the car company in the mail to say, "Hey, take your car back in"?
Yes, that's about what happens. And quite frankly, oftentimes those notes from the car company or letters from the car company look like junk mail, and many folks just toss them aside. So the car companies themselves and the government need to be much, much more creative and aggressive in terms of telling you and I that our car may be in trouble.
So what would you suggest here? Perhaps some sort of mail that doesn't look like junk?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, corporate America and the government have developed massive database and information systems for advertising, for marketing, for tracking us. So it's time to put those systems in place for remedying recalls. We think the Congress and President should enact federal legislation that would prohibit car dealers from selling recalled used cars. That's a common practice today, and that's a good place for those recalls to be resolved. Fleet operators should remedy open recalls upon notice. Taxi and ride service vehicles, Uber and Lyft, they should remedy their recalls before going back out on the road.
The idea that some of these cars are being resold, that they actually make it back to a dealer perhaps, and then are sold as a used car without the recall tipping, that is unbelievable to me.
Well, it really is unbelievable, and what's particularly tragic about it is that those dealers are really in the very best position to determine whether or not your car has been involved in a recall. One of the things that we are recommending is that the DMVs throughout the states, when you go to re-register your vehicle, they notify you that your vehicle has been involved in a recall. That would be a great place for consumers to find that out. And it's important to remember that almost no matter how long ago that recall occurred, the manufacturer will fix it at absolutely no charge.
People always say follow the money here. And if we follow the money on this, are we going to find the real reason behind why some of this is happening? Is it just too expensive for car companies and the government to do this?
Well, I think it's something the car companies don't like doing. And what's ironic about it is if I have a problem with a product and the company that sold that product to me comes to me and says, "Hey, Jack, we realize there's a problem here. We'd like to fix it for you." That will raise my attitude towards that company. So it's absolutely unclear why the car companies aren't more aggressive, except, as you said, Steve, they don't want to pay for these recalls.
One of the things that Consumer Federation of America suggests, too, is perhaps having some state attorney generals get in on this and start really enforcing some state laws that are on the books, and what, maybe even think of some criminal charges, or is that too extreme?
No, that's not too extreme. And I guess the simple act of enforcing state laws that prohibit car dealers from knowingly, negligently, or deceptively selling unrepaired, recalled used cars would be a giant step in the right direction. Right now, these sellers are moving these cars through the system virtually unchecked.
Is there anything more that we as consumers can do to check to see if our vehicle has an open recall on it?
Yes. One of the things you can do is go to safercar.gov. That's a government website, safercar.gov, and put in the information about your car, and you can determine whether or not your car has been involved in a recall. One of the things you'll need to know is your VIN number, V-I-N, your VIN number. Very easy to find it. Look in to your car on the driver's side through the windshield, and there'll be a little plate there with the number.
It seems with all of the technology we have today, especially in newer cars, it would be easier for us to know when we have a recall. I'm surprised there's not something the vehicle can, you know, alert us to, either from the dashboard or from the entertainment center.
You are absolutely right. We are looking at the future where vehicles are going to be notifying you that you're driving by a McDonald's and here's a coupon for that McDonald's. Why can't the car companies notify you much more effectively than they do now about recalls, not only within your car, but what we're recommending is that they send you a email or postal mail every 2 months until you get that recall resolved.
Who are the car companies that have been involved in the most recalls lately? Are they all involved?
Well, the most famous recall recently involves the Takata airbag problem, and that is across the board with many of the car companies. However, GM and Ford have had the most recent huge recalls, and they're some of the most popular vehicles on the market.
I've often heard people say, oh, I'm not going to take my car in to have this recall problem fixed because I won't get a loaner car. How big of a problem is that in terms of having people fix their recall problem?
That's a very big problem, especially, let's go back to the Takata airbag situation. Right now, one of the problems with that recall is there are simply not enough parts to fix the cars. So people are waiting to get the parts delivered to their dealership before they can go in and have the airbag modules replaced. And we believe strongly that the car companies have an obligation to give you a loaner car so that you're not driving around with a potentially dangerous airbag system.
Yeah, it seems this would be a matter of life and death, right?
Absolutely, and I think that when you see the tragic accidents that occur from various recalls not being resolved, it's horrific. And again, these are problems that we know about that can be fixed.
Jack, thank you for being with us this morning and bringing this to the forefront for us.
My pleasure, Steve.
Jack Gillis, the Executive Director at the Consumer Federation of America. You can find more online at consumerfed.org. And again, the website to find out if your car might be involved in a recall is safercar.gov. That's safercar.gov.